According to studies, charter schools tend to be more racially segregated than other public schools. Continuing our week-long series on charter schools, 20 years after they became legal in Pennsylvania, 90.5 WESA's Virginia Alvino Young reports on how that segregation could impact personal and academic outcomes for students.
Every day at Urban Academy Charter School in Larimer begins with everyone gathering in the cafeteria. Students hear a presentation on Black history, sing I Believe I Can Fly, and for good measure, a little Bruno Mars. Since its founding in 1998 by the Urban League of Greater Pittsburgh, the school has grown to 220 students in grades K through 5 and hopes to expand. Angelique Drakeford became principal this year.
We want to give the students a piece of them. So we want to make sure we're teaching them with cultural relevance here. When they open up the history book for the first time, the first thing you see is slavery. That's not accurate. So we need to go back further and truly teach them where they came from.
The school's CEO, Chase Patterson, says while half the staff is white, 100% of these students identify as African American. That's much higher than Pittsburgh Public Schools' average of 60% Black students. All but three of Pittsburgh's charters are also a high majority Black. According to the A-plus schools community report, Urban Academy students have closed the reading gap and outperform other schools in PPS with similar demographics. Patterson says given the achievement gap in many schools, the racial makeup here is intentional in order to meet Black students where they are.
But let's be honest. I mean, this school was founded to combat systemic oppression and racism. And when you think about the fact that Black people in this country are mostly descendants of oppressed people, indentured servants, or slaves, there is a mental component that comes with that, that is generational, that is passed on.
Executive Director of the Pittsburgh Promise, Salim Gabriel, says the world is a diverse place, so experiencing racial diversity in schools is important, at least for white students, who might not otherwise interact with people who look different than they do. He says that's not the case for African-American families.
Because their kids are certainly well adept at having to function in a culture that is predominantly not theirs.
But there's something Gabriel worries about even more.
I'm afraid that the segregation that we're seeing today segregates us further beyond just racial and ethnic segregation to also economic and educational segregation.
He says in Pittsburgh, race and economics are inseparable, but the fact that many schools don't have much economic diversity is troubling. He says engaged parents, often more educated and wealthy themselves, tend to be associated with the highest performing schools, making disadvantaged kids further disadvantaged.
Why are there so many barriers for economic prosperity in our Black communities in Pittsburgh? There are systemic issues that are deeply, deeply ingrained, and systems don't like to change once they are established. And when they do change, they change ever so slowly, and they change at the margins first.
He says that change can be slow in a large school district as well. Although he says Pittsburgh Public has proven they can turn around schools and improve outcomes, but again, that takes time. Teacher Megan Sullivan says she's found another benefit to the demographics of her Urban Academy classroom. Right now, her first graders are working on their daily reading exercise and debating vowel sounds.
There's one more.
We do two more. Oh, I see.
Like, it being this homogenous group, I think it's made having, like, culturally focused conversations more beneficial because I can focus on them. I think when you're in a heterogeneous group, you are, like, tiptoeing a little bit more. Like, you feel like, I don't want to hurt someone's feelings or talk too much about this, that, or the other thing. But here, they bring up the conversations, so we're able to pull it into social studies.
The school's Chase Patterson says Urban Academy would serve any students who attend the school. He says the demographics of choice schools reflect just that. Families, choices.
So I would think that charters would be creating segregation if we said only Black kids can come to this school, right? We don't say that. I think that if there is segregation, it is by the choice of those who choose not to come to this school or those who choose to come to this school.
Patterson says they have not received any applications from all white families for next school year. I'm Virginia Alvino Young, 90.5 WESA News.